Granddaddy Live here in the studios at KEXP. It's Jason on guitar, Aaron on drums. They'll be playing with the full quintet tonight over at the Showbox. Seemed to hit all the chords really, really perfectly on that
See,
one.
See, you did notice.
I noticed the great musicianship but never the errors. Now, being more widely recognized, has that afforded you more opportunities to collaborate with other musicians or visual artists? I noticed you have a couple soundtracks you've contributed to.
Yeah, I definitely get solicited.
Yeah, I don't need to know all about that, Jason.
Okay.
I'm talking about music.
I don't know.
No, I'm kidding. Of course. So people are approaching you more now.
That's not a good thing to say. We're like directly across the street from the Lusty Lady. Or where's the venue at?
Yeah, well, when KEXP moved in here, there was a long-running strip club next door, and a few months after we moved in, they were gone, and that space has remained empty. So we have, you know, anywhere you can throw your weight around there, too.
I don't know anything about any of that.
I'm sure you don't. But so you are being... People, now that you've gained wider recognition, obviously more people hear your stuff, like your stuff, and call you to help them out on their projects. So what criteria do you use to decide what you might want to be involved with? I know you reworked a Beatles tune, and I think a lot of bands would have been afraid to approach a tune like Revolution and rework it, but you did it to some really positive results.
Yeah, I don't know. I was that was kind of a blur. I was super hungover, and we had 8 hours to do it, and the band was just not, I couldn't find anybody, and I had sort of an arrangement worked out, but I was thrown into some strange studio in New York for 8 hours, and I just kind of whipped that up. And one of the reasons I chose to do that one was because Lennon's one of my favorites, and it's sort of like his big rebel song, and that version of it is, it always makes me laugh, so...
Well, while he did do several versions of it, perhaps, we don't know, maybe he recorded under similar conditions even.
Probably, yeah. I'm sure a lot of what we think was really nitpicked and worked over was just, I don't know.
I think that's why he did so many versions of that song, though. It did sound like one of the ones that he went in and experimented with and recorded those experiments and wasn't, you know, necessarily going for one particular sound.
Yeah, I would like to think so.
And then I understand you're doing something for another soundtrack. Is that right? Cactuses? I read that, but I don't know about this movie. But I don't know about any movie. So
yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on right now. It's almost impossible for me to even think about that stuff right now. We're at the tail end of this like 26 or 27 date tour, and we have like two shows left, and I'm just hanging on by a thread.
So you're waiting to get home, and you are very near home right now. You're on the right coast to get there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so what are you looking forward to doing as soon as you know this tour is over and when you arrive home? What's one thing you have?
I'm going to sleep for about 3 days,
I wondered if that would be one of your answers.
Then I'm probably going to turn all my utilities back on and pay all my overdue bills. And I'll probably ride my bike a lot and do some skateboarding.
Yeah, and get out. I'm sure you've been really cooped up for all the time of the tour.
Yeah, there's a real shortage of fresh air and big wide open surroundings and independence when you're on tour. So I'll be trying to soak up as much of that as I possibly can.
Who's taking up all your oxygen? Is it Aaron?
Sometimes, usually in the morning.
You're going to do one more song, and this is also not something you can find on Someday. It's called Protected from the Rain.
It's from the rain.
Oh.
Okay. No, you're not.
Is that right?
You got it right. I'm the one that didn't know what it was called before.
Do you know what you're... Yeah. Now, Jason's back on the piano, Aaron on drums. This is part of Granddaddy and live in the studio here at KEXP.
Okay.